All right, here we are back from, well, I took vacation. Rob was here, but unfortunately no one was here to record him. Welcome to another week where Rob Shooter and I just fill you in on some of the juiciest stories that we've been working on hearing through text, friends, and so thank you for listening. Rob,
hello, hello, hello. How are you, my friend? Did you have a lovely vacation?
Oh, it was great.
What did you do?
Went to the happiest place on earth.
You went to McDonald's?
Yeah, McDonald's, and then found my way to Disney World.
Oh, lovely. Which one did you go to?
Went to all the parks in Disney World in Orlando.
What's in LA?
Disneyland.
Got it.
That was Walt Disney's second creation.
Oh, the original one was Florida?
Florida, yeah.
I thought it was LA.
No. Florida, and his second one was Disneyland.
I've never, ever been. I almost went to the Disney in Paris.
Oh,
and a bunch
just
of friends went. We were in Paris. And some of them got day passes, and we almost went, but I wanted to go and see the Eiffel Tower instead.
I think you would go in and appreciate it, not for like the, oh, look at this. This is like like as an adult, you do have an appreciation for it because they do serve alcohol.
Very nice.
Which they haven't in years past.
Very nice. And we all grew up with those characters, Mickey and Dopey and Goofy and all those. It's adorable.
It does put a smile on your face no matter where you are in life.
We all need a little of that.
Exactly.
But I would guess it's better with children. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's fantastic for adults.
It is because...
John Stamos is a huge fan of it.
Oh, John Stamos almost lives there by fault. He's there in both Disney World and Land just because. I mean, he loves the churros. But he... kid or no kid, you still find that love for life.
Did you stay on a property on the hotel on the property?
Did you have
sex at Disneyland?
No. A little tough with two children.
Oh, the children are in the same room. Are they in the same room? Of course, you can't get them their own room.
Yeah, no, we can't. Not yet.
Oh, would you feel guilty having sex in Disneyland?
No, not at all.
Oh, I'd feel very dirty.
I think many people do have sex in Disney
World. Would you
World
wear the
Land.
Ears?
I think if you had enough to drink and eventually got to that point, why not?
Would you dress up as Snow White?
There is a line that
too
gets
much.
Drawn.
Cinderella, that's it. No Snow White. It's too much.
Well, you know, Snow White, the way they casted Snow White now in the park is more of the old school Snow White. So it's not like a modern day, like, oh, she's attractive. It's
right.
she looks like she's from the 40s.
Very nice.
Not my thing.
Not your thing.
40s, not my thing. The 40s style of just the way the hair and makeup, not into it.
I was told, I don't know if this is true, but you'll be able to tell me. I was told that Disney World, Disneyland is not cheap. That if you go there, the passes and then the food.
It is expensive.
I was told it's really expensive.
Rob Shooter, it is, you just have to go at the what they call peak times in the year.
Like, so I bet in the summer
school holidays, it's crazy.
If
you go starting July 1st, you're just asking to take out a mortgage for your vacation for your family of whatever or friends. But if you go in the middle of,
December.
March. Or even December, very busy too with Hanukkah
Christmas?
And Christmas. But if you go January, when everybody is quote unquote back to work in school,
that's a good month.
So the key to go at an affordable time.
Off season,
true
for all
travel.
True for all travel.
How was your
really lovely?
Week?
We did Passover and Easter.
Do you do both?
I'm a Christian. Bruce is Jewish, so we did two nights of Passover with his family. And then we had Easter Sunday together.
Are you tired of matzah? You could break. Like you had Easter, so it wasn't like you were just eating matzah.
I like it. And I also like the whole tradition of sitting around the table reading from those books. It's great. I like reading. I can't think of another religion that to be part of it, you have to read a book. So I became a Christian when a priest splashed some water on my head as a baby. Bruce became a Jew as a 13, 14-year-old boy when he read the Torah.
Right.
That's a good way to enter the religion. You've got to read the book.
You have to. You don't understand at the age of three.
Maybe you should wait a little bit. Maybe you shouldn't become Christians till you're 14 or 13 when you can read.
I used to hate it. Mom would wake me up Sunday mornings for 8 o'clock Mass. Roll out of bed.
I liked it. I liked going to Sunday school and I liked church.
Well, I didn't go to Sunday school. I went to Sunday Mass. So we would sit there because I went to Catholic school.
That's a lot of mass.
So going to Catholic school, you got church, you got religion every Monday through Friday.
It's a lot.
Then on Sunday, you get an older priest who, can't relate to you trying to explain.
Is he saying, like, Britney Spears is so hip?
If he did, there was one priest I saw on social media showed clips of Game of Thrones
that's
to relate
cool.
to his homily,
that's
which...
Pretty-
There you go. Very smart.
That's very cool.
But let's jump into it.
Yes.
While we were away, while we took a week off, some crazy drama of Britney Spears came out. Some people are saying she's being held against her will. Others are saying she needs the help. Because if not, she will die. Where do we lie on this? Because there's a Free Britney movement going on, which I do recognize, but there's also people that are taking care of her that's saying, no, she really needs the help.
It's very complicated, and legally, let me explain why it's complicated. She has no say in the matter, so she cannot be held without her will because she has no will.
Right.
Britney literally has had her rights removed for 11 years.
Which is
so
a lot.
So Britney had her meltdown 11 years ago and lost the children, ended up in hospital, a psychiatric hospital, a judge ordered that she could have a conservatorship, that her father and her lawyer would give them these rights. It is so hard to get this. Like, you have to be really dangerous to yourself and those around you for this to happen.
Now, have you thought about it, Rob? 11 years. And you do this every day. Like, hey, should I go get some oatmeal or buy, a new Toyota? Like, you know, simple things that you get to make a decision on. 11 years, Britney Spears...
She's not allowed.
She's not allowed
to drive a car unless her dad approves. Like, he controls not just her life, her finances, her deals, everything. She is allowed no decisions. I don't think she even orders her own breakfast.
Right.
I think it's all done for her. And so her dad is credited for really saving her life. If we turn back the clock 11 years, we forgot she could have died. There's a news organization called the AP, the Associated Press. Very, very serious, smart organization. They break a lot of news, and we pick it up from the AP.
Right.
So the AP 11 years ago started to prepare Britney Spears' obituary. That's how dangerous the situation was.
We
thought Britney could die. Her dad swooped in. A lot of people say it's an aggressive move. It's not a good move. A lot of people have concerns about it, and took away, with the approval of a judge, her entire category of rights. This has now been going on for 11 years. It's hard to do legally. Like, when we argue about winter here in New York and trying to get homeless people off the streets, it's very hard because they have a right. They can decide what they want to do with their body, their life. To take away someone's rights in America is really hard. So there's medical implications that we're not aware of. Britney is a very damaged young lady.
Right.
And I think the fact that we see her perform and put on that show, we forget behind the scenes, Britney needs a lot of mental health.
Right.
And her dad is the one that provided it to her. What's weird is while all this has been going on, her dad is very ill. Her dad's in hospital. He's not looking great. And so I think what's going on here is the dad that ran everything, and most people I talk to think he did a very good job. He saved her. He got the kids back. He made some money. He got the Vegas deal. He looks after her. Now that the dad's out of the picture, I'm being told Britney went off the rails, and now there's a power struggle within her family and organization about who's going to take over this enormous amount of responsibility and money.
Oh, and the story. So the hashtag that's going around is Free Britney for the Britney fans that are out there that believe that
she's been held against her will.
You're right. And then the other stories that are coming out that Britney's dad isn't actually as ill, and it
he's
was
sick.
More.
No, he's very, very
correct.
Sick.
I know that.
Oh, the rumors.
Rumors. So it's interesting to follow the story.
It's wild, isn't it? I think people care about her so much, and we grew up listening to her music. If you're our age, she was everything. She was like the biggest pop star in the world. She was like Madonna.
She was, yeah.
Like, you know, NSYNC were the biggest group in the world, and I have such fun memories of listening to them. It was a carefree summer. It was 11 years ago. And I wish Britney nothing but the best, but we have to be honest here. Britney Spears is a very damaged young lady.
Right.
Britney Spears needs a lot of help.
And tend to forget about that when you hear Hit Me Baby One More Time,
yeah,
or see
her
on
dancing.
Stage on Vegas. You know, it's hard to, but you got to remember, at the end of the day, just like you and me and I mean,
mental
anyone,
health will always be a struggle.
Everybody is a person.
Yes.
You know, and
we have ups and downs. And,
correct.
But she has fundamental difficulties that her dad, I think, has done a wonderful job. I'm not that concerned about the Free Britney and the hashtags. What I am concerned about, Garrett, is if that dad does pass,
right,
who in the family is going to step up? And part of me too, I did this story on Naughty Gossip last week.
What's Britney's mom?
Mother is sort of supporting the Free Britney because she's not happy the dad controls everything. So everything, if she wants to have Britney come over, the dad has to make that decision. If she wants Britney to do stuff, to sign autographs, to do stuff for auctions, the dad has to approve that. So I think it must be very hard for one parent to have no rights.
Imagine living in that. Imagine not being at the size of Britney Spears, Rob. you and I are at home, and our mom and dad are at a struggle going, okay, who's taking Rob to
the baseball game, to
soccer? Who's taking Rob to the podcast? Or Rob's going to have spaghetti for dinner.
Yes. And that's what you have.
That it's insane.
It's really awful, and I wish here, what we all want is a magic wand and Britney to be healthy and happy.
Of course.
She might not be capable of that, and that's something as fans it's hard to swallow. That's why her dad has been so important. Plus, there's 200 million. My sources are telling me, I know some friends of Britney who know her, not the dad or the mom, and they told me she wants to retire. She's done.
But she
wants to go back to Kentucky, Louisiana, and she wants to be with her kids. And I think, and this makes me so sad, I think if she could turn back the clock and never be Britney Spears and just be a sweet girl in the South, she might do it.
It's so interesting that you say that, because if you ask a celebrity that has risen, like, you know, the Justin Biebers of the world, of if you could do it again, would you? More times out of none, a lot of those people will say, I don't think I would. But you and I, who aren't there, like, what are you, crazy?
Oh, I don't want to be there.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen enough famous people now, and we've been around enough people that are stars to know. And I do, trust me on this, guys, it's not as great as you think. And I know I hate it when people are like, boo-hoo, I feel so sad for Gwyneth Paltrow. What a horrible life.
I get it.
That fame messes up your head. I like being a little bit famous. I'm famous enough that I can get theatre tickets and I can get reservations at a nice restaurant. But I'm not that famous. And people don't follow me down the street. People don't go through my trash. People don't...
Your neighbors, but that's a different story.
To be Britney Spears, let's wish her the best.
All right,
I love her.
Well, a few months ago, as you were our royal correspondent royal wedding, now you've taken off the royal wedding correspondent hat and put on the royal baby scrubs.
It's been a very big weekend. So this weekend, it was the Queen's birthday.
92?
Fell on Easter Sunday. And so everybody is speculating. So they did a big, big church gathering at the church where Meghan got married, in the Castle of Windsor.
Right.
Beautiful, beautiful. Harry was there. Meghan was not, because the baby's due at any minute. So there's a lot of drama about where's Meghan. She's about to have a baby. So she wasn't at the ceremony. Kate was there with William, looking a little frosty. They've had a little bit of rumors about cheating.
Uh-oh.
So a little drama there. And then the big breaking news of the day before we get to baby is that they're looking for a role for Meghan and Harry. What are they going to do? They're not going to be king or queen.
Right.
What is going to be their role?
I think they're just going to be the couple that has every single charity tied to them and travel the world. I see them helping children.
I think so. But what they're talking about now in Britain is actually sending them abroad. So let them go to Africa or a country of their choice, maybe a British Commonwealth country, maybe Australia.
Canada.
And they're going to set Canada, and they're going to actually send this couple to a different country. And that's very, very interesting. Part of it is, I think William wants them gone so he can be the king. The amount of publicity and attention this couple has got has knocked William and Kate a little bit. They're not that happy about it. So if they had disappeared for a little bit, it would not be such
a bad thing. Younger, cooler, hipper.
They are terrified, though, that if they go to Australia or Canada, they will become a rival king and queen of that country. Even though they won't be technically the king and queen. But if they live in Australia, they will be treated like the king and queen of Australia.
Let's get Lin-Manuel Miranda to write this show already.
It's really dramatic. It's sort of Shakespearean, though. Like, we're two brothers. We are best of friends. I'm going to be the king. You're not. It's the Lion King. What's going to happen to the younger brother? Now the younger brother marries a superstar, someone who's on all the cover, and she's about to have a baby. What do we do with them? And so the palace is grappling with this story. It's so interesting because they're so young still. They've got a lot of living to do. What are they going to do with Harry and Meghan? Meghan and Harry love Africa. He's called it a second home.
Right.
And they proposed in Africa. He went on a date with Meghan in Africa. I think they might end up in Africa doing some sort of missionary charity work.
Well, it's funny that you started, you know, like, what if one moves to Africa and you know, battle ensues? I started thinking of the conspiracies once you said that Meghan Markle wasn't at the Queen's 92nd birthday.
She was not there.
You got to know. But she's ready to pop.
I know she's ready to pop, but you got to think. The Queen's staff is also helping Meghan, you know, deliver this baby to a degree. The hospital works for the Queen. Kind of think the Queen or the Queen's people going, at all costs.
Do not have that baby today.
If that baby is coming out, you push it right back in.
You're terrible. There's a conspiracy, too, because Meghan and Harry are not going to have the baby. Really, Meghan here.
Right.
Meghan's not going to have the baby at the hospital where Kate did.
Of course
so
not.
We will not know the day that she has this baby.
I just want the royal guy to scream
it
out.
So we know when Kate went into the hospital, there was press across the street. It was all set up. She came out, did the photo op. Meghan's not doing that. So if the baby did come yesterday on the Queen's birthday, would they have announced it? One day in a life, does it matter? My sister was born on April Fool's Day. And my mum nearly changed the day because for the rest
April
of Anne's
Fool's
life,
day, yeah.
It's April Fool's. What is in February? Sometimes there's an extra day in February.
What if the baby it was born on the Queen's 92nd birthday and now we won't know for a month, and a month from now, they'll do an announcement. They'll guarantee, like, think about it. Like, this is, like, very
conspiracy-esque,
but in depth. But it makes sense. It gives the new parents a month of quiet.
Yeah, Meghan gets back in shape. She's going to look fantastic.
And then the conspiracy is like, oh, she didn't have the baby.
Yeah, she's
we'll
not
start.
Her baby. It's not Beyonce rumors.
Oh, yeah. It'll be Beyonce minus Beyonce, and all because the Queen did not want to have the baby on her 92nd birthday.
I think, if you think it through, the Queen is in her 90s. What a lovely lasting legacy for this new baby to be born on that day.
But she's been through it. She's been a great grandmother now several
times. Yep.
So if this was the first baby, I would say she would welcome it with open arms.
I think if this baby was a girl, it's going to be called Diana too. William and Harry are not getting along. All my sources inside the palace tell me that the problem is not, we've been focusing on the wrong thing, and it's such a media thing to do, and I'm ashamed I went down this path. It's not Kate and Meghan. It is Harry and William. So we've been speculating for months.
We want
a cat fight.
Women,
we always look for the cat fight. As society, we do that. And I'm told here, that's a red herring. They're not friends. They're not best friends.
Very well
boom,
put.
Boom.
Yeah.
It's Harry and William that is the story, and those two brothers are no longer as close as what we would like them to be. Ooh.
Yeah. All right, so we go from the royalty of the UK, and let's hop on a flight. Let's go west to the desert of Coachella, where all the the Olympics of Instagram, where all the influencers of Instagram flock.
Can you explain to me Coachella? How did it start? Why is it so big?
It's a very. It turned out to be like a music festival at first. It was a simple music festival,
just in the desert.
In the desert. Get away from the quote-unquote LA lifestyle, but then it turned into a trendy thing of, oh, this is kind of cool. Sundance
was a film festival. Now it's sponsors. Yeah,
correct.
And there's few films that people see.
And it blew up. It's the equivalent of Brooklyn. Brooklyn 15 years ago was just, oh, it was Brooklyn. You're like, all right, whatever happened in
Brooklyn.
Now it's Brooklyn.
Right.
Like,
so if you're a cool young celebrity, you have to go to Coachella.
Yeah, you get your handkerchief.
Do you pay money to get in?
Now, there are some, the celebrities of the world or Instagram influencers of the world that go for free, that some companies say.
What do you mean you have to pay? Like,
$50? You have to pay? No. So they go a single day. It's a 3-day festival for 2 weekends.
Can I go? Oh my goodness!
So you can go a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Can I go one day?
You can go one day.
I just want to go Beyonce day.
Yeah. Well, that's going to cost you a lot, and she doesn't perform until later on at the night, just like Ariana Grande did. So if you want to pay a buttload of money.
No.
You go and you get yourself dirty because it's all dust and wind growing up, and then you see Ariana Grande and NSYNC and Justin Bieber perform and nostalgia, blah, blah, blah. But the fact that Beyonce got paid less than Ariana Grande is a story within itself.
They're fighting back now. So what they're saying is she didn't get paid less. They both got $8 million. But the way the deal was structured, it looked like Beyonce got less.
So now like they've... Ariana Grande got paid up front.
She got $8 million, but Beyonce got $8 million over two dates, and I think they paid her in two installments of $4 million.
Oh, so someone only saw one receipt.
Yes, so when somebody saw one receipt, they were like, Beyonce got four, Ariana got eight. Now the Beyonce people and the Coachella people clearly do not want that out there, and so now another receipt has been miraculously discovered. They both got the same for this. Justin Timberlake turned up to surprise the crowd. I'm told now, Justin and Ariana share the same manager.
Justin Bieber.
They share the same manager. And he does not really like the music business or touring anymore. He's suffering with some mental health issues himself. I'm told that there's talks now of actually a tour with the two of them.
I could see that.
And maybe it'd be more casual. It wouldn't be so much pressure. They could split the bill, split the money. And
who goes on first? Who goes on second? Who wants to open?
I'm hearing rumors of that. Also, too, I'm hearing NSYNC came out with her last week, minus Justin Timberlake.
Right.
I'm hearing now, and I'd love to know what you think about this, that the boys desperately love being part of NSYNC, and they would like to go back on a reunion tour. Now that the Spice Girls are going out without Victoria Beckham, without Posh, and ticket sales are pretty good, can NSYNC do the same without Justin?
It'll
be Posh more vital than Justin, or is Justin a bigger part of that group than Posh?
You gotta think Posh became bigger, I think, after the Spice Girls, because
not for the music business, for fashion, marriage, and marrying
David Beckham, and children. So I think the Spice Girls could survive on their own. NSYNC, I think it would be a good test to see where they how well they could do. I don't think they could do what the Backstreet Boys did, because the Backstreet Boys came back together
as a unit.
Yeah.
Every one of them.
Correct. And so it would be interesting to see how they.
So do you think if NSYNC went on tour without Justin, it would sell? Yes, no.
I think first go around. They won't.
Since the songs too, I love those songs.
They wouldn't be able to do what the Backstreet Boys did of opening up in Vegas and then putting an album together.
See,
the Backstreet Boys didn't just live off of "Let's Tour" as the Backstreet Boys from 25 years ago. They started making music, and they had a Las Vegas residency towards the fans.
Could NSYNC get a residency without Justin?
No.
Yes, they could.
But
a smaller hotel and less money.
Yes.
If they get Justin, they can go to Caesar's Palace and take over from Celine.
Correct.
Without Justin, we're talking. In Circus, or the Flamingo, or smaller rooms,
the Hooters Hotel. I just don't think there's a big unit. I think the first go around, they would be able to get away with year tour.
Could they do an Adam Lambert where they bring somebody in like Queen? So Queen went on tour, obviously, with that Freddie Mercury.
I think that would be a little weird, because Queen, there was that separation of old, like Queen was.
Right. And he's dead. He's deceased. Fred is gone.
Yeah.
Justin's
still walking around the planet.
Yes.
So you would
recommend not replacing Justin, but instead of the five of them, just go out as four of them.
It's funny. I'm actually wearing an NSYNC shirt that I got at a thrift store. And everybody's like, oh, did you buy that at Target? No, because now Target sells shirts like this. But I think they do a smaller show. They would be able to see how it goes for a year, test it out, and then go from there.
Who's the star without Justin? JC?
I would say, singing-wise, JC. Yeah.
JC.
Everybody else is kind of just more backing up vocals. Lance, Chris,
Lance has kept
Joey
out there with all the gay stuff and hosting stuff on
Lance
Logo.
Lance has created
he's been out there.
And Joey, to his own degree.
He's doing the hot dog stuff. Dancing with the Stars.
Impractical Joker.
Chris Kilpatrick, you hear nothing of.
I think he just wisely saved his money and lived in Orlando and is living a happy life.
I'd never see him. I saw JC once in the lobby of a Vegas hotel. And he couldn't get a room. Like, his room had been double booked, and they didn't care less. And I was like, guys, A, he's a human being, and he's just let's all treat everybody a little.
Back in the day, my friend who used to work with me, he was dating a girl, and then they broke up, and they didn't know why. My friend didn't know why until he saw a picture of his last week girlfriend making out with one JC. And then about a month later, when JC had his own solo career, had to come face to face with said person for an interview.
That's fantastic.
And JC not knowing that that person was with said girl that he hooked up with.
It's interesting on your t-shirt, because when you have five in a group, one person always has to be in the middle, because it's four on each side and one in the middle. On your t-shirt, it's not Justin that's in the middle, it's JC.
Well, at the time, though, Justin still was the younger of the group. I remember JC
being the star.
Yeah, JC was trying to be the lead of the group, or at least was being marketed in the way of like he is the guy.
Who would you think the Spice Girls? It was Jerry, Ginger that was the star?
I would say Ginger or Baby, because Baby was the closest one to Baby Spice, being closest to Britney Spears, but also being closest to the age of the audience that was listening to the Spice Girls.
It's amazing, isn't it? Yeah, so those are the piece of gossip. So look for an NSYNC tour without Justin. And also, I'm told Ariana Grande and Bieber will be hitting the road together.
Yes, so we got that. And if you want to marry J-Lo, if that happens again, you have to practice for three times, according to A-Rod. Imagine practicing three times to your assistant. Now, hypothetically.
He took his assistant with him, too. So when the person that took that picture, because
that was the
beautiful.
Picture. You always
wonder. Like, did you go with a photographer? Right. Like, I mean, it was his assistant. But can you imagine saying to me, Rob, me and you are going to go on a romantic walk on the beach, wear something nice, and maybe do your hair and makeup.
Right. Being your assistant and you being A-Rod.
No, me and you being J-Lo and by the way, my assistant's coming with us. Wouldn't you be like, I mean, it's just so weird.
You gotta hope and you got to think that A-Rod at least was wise enough to say, hey, listen, just tail back a little bit. Don't come.
No, but you're still walking with an assistant. Like I'd say like a security guard.
But I think that's one of those worlds
again.
And
why
again,
are they
that you
both in full hair and makeup?
Right. I think you and I would never understand. Like they're at that point where they have a group of four people always around them.
Yeah, there is a lot. Or are they just conning us? Both in on this? And we're like, we got engaged. Let's go take pictures on the beach because I work for J-Lo. I wouldn't put it past.
J-Lo was here a few weeks ago and
did she come upstairs?
She came upstairs and so you try to find a common ground because you're gonna be like, oh, you're very very nice. I love your singing because they hear it all the time. So I said, so when are we getting your gyms here in New York? Oh, she stopped for a second. She put her jacket down and go, well, what do you mean? I go, well, you got your gym out in Vegas. When's it coming to New York? So she started engaging me in the conversation.
Is she doing J-Lo gyms?
Well, yeah, it's called True Fusion. It's like hot yoga gym.
Oh. So
she has one in Vegas, which her and A-Rod are branching out as a couple. And making.
She goes,
honey, they are coming to New York. You just wait. And to the time being, you come to Vegas. I go, I can't afford to come to Vegas, J-Lo.
I can't afford to be part of your gym. I can't afford to get in your gym.
But it made me think, and I want to tell you, and as you've taught me and everyone listening, if you ever come face to face with said celebrity, always find that common ground.
Yeah, find something that's interesting about them.
Don't do the, I love you. They hear it all the time, which is great, and they love to hear it. But if you find that common ground, you can engage in more of a conversation about non-things related to them.
And she's excited about that. That's the project she cares about at the moment.
Exactly. So I wanted to pass that along to you.
Thank you very much, darling.
All right. Well, Rob, always, we are on official Royal Baby Watch, Baby Scandals, and Will NSYNC tour without Justin Timberlake. So many things to talk about and more. Thank you for listening to us each and every week right here on iHeartRadio.